sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, there's a chef in Russia that is serving rat burgers. For real. The Krasnodar Bistro in Moscow is serving Nutria, which is an orange-toothed river rat found in southern Russia. The animal looks a lot like an otter and supposedly tastes like something between turkey and pork. Oh my God. The chef uses the meat in burgers and dumplings and wants people to believe that the rodent is, quote, really clean. He points out that it's a herbivore that washes all of its food before it eats, and its meat is high in omega-3 acids. How about no, you crazy Russian bastard? I guess when you're constantly drunk on vodka, you'll eat damn near anything, including river rat. So not only is it a rat, it's a soaking wet rat. Ugh. This is kind of crazy, get more future-y. From swords and armor to muskets to tanks to drones, warfare has definitely evolved in leaps and bounds over the last several centuries. But sci-fi writers have long prophesized a future where robots become the killing machines. Obviously, we've seen it all. Terminator, classic example. Well, it looks like that future is finally here with the Method 2, a 1.5-ton man robot developed in South Korea. I guess that's better in North Korea, if North Korea is working on something like that. With a human in the cockpit controlling the giant robot's movements, the Method 2 took its first thunderous steps last week in South Korea, and according to reports, it literally shook the ground as it moved. This is a cool concept. The problem is the engineers haven't designed it for anything specific. So if you get some rich billionaire psychopath that wants to make an army of death robots, he can do it. They're basically a blank canvas. This is how it starts, guys. This is how it starts. And then we're all dead. And then we have to bow down to our robot overlords as they take over the world. And lastly, have you ever watched a show like Top Chef and thought, you know, I like this, but what the show really needs is more sex? Well, good news. Come May 19th, you'll be in luck. Porn megasite xhamster.com is launching The Sex Factor, a porn reality series. 16 would-be porn stars, 8 girls, 8 guys, will compete for the chance to become big-time porn stars and a $1 million top prize, which honestly is a lot better than a lot of porn stars see. And they'll be coached by some of the most famous porn stars in the world. Man, who says there's nothing good on TV anymore? Right there. It's my new favorite show. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?